Welcome back to another episode of Journey into the Vortex, where metaphysics meets real life. My name is Mary Roseman, and I'm joined by my co-hosts Marcella Nitschke and Heather Wells. We are three ordinary women who have seen our lives transformed into the extraordinary through the discovery of the metaphysical laws and principles. And that is exactly what we want to share with you each week as we try to unravel the mysteries of the universe and discover how expanding your consciousness through metaphysical awareness can bring clarity, purpose, and transformation to your life. So let's get started. Hi, and thank you for joining us today. Heather, Marcella, and I are here to share with you. We've shared with you that we live in the Kansas City area, and today is February 15th. And so, of course, you know, we are holding the frequencies high in our community right now because everybody has a tendency to dwell in the shooting that happened at the completion of the Chiefs parade and celebration, the Super Bowl celebration. And I was coming home from Columbia, and so I'm cruising home on the way back to Kansas City, again, listening to Paul Selig from I Am the Word talk about chapter 4, which is love and understanding. And so I'm in the zone, y'all. I'm just in the flow. And meantime, the phone was going off. You could hear the dings. And there's this massive text. And I'm just like, well, I wonder what's going on. But I don't care enough to stop and listen to that. I was really into the, oh, that's a good point. That's what I'm going to bring up at book group. All that. So I'm just into it. And I'm loving and loving. And then the phone rings. Well, I picked it up. Mainly because I saw, oh, it's Jim. What's going on? And so he tells me that the shooting has occurred, and I forgot how many people were down, and he told me there were children involved. I'm just listening to it all. And then we hang up. I'm kind of aware, and I'm watching my awareness now. And now for me, it's, well, what did I do with my consciousness? How did I answer the call to the circumstances? How did I keep the vibrations and the frequencies high during this time?
I was wondering, I heard from people texting and see if I was okay, but I was wondering, because I didn't see it on TV or anything, were they over and over shooting the same, what happened? How did the media respond, and how was?
Well, I can report to you, when I walked in the door, Jim had it on TV. Yeah, they kept playing where the stage was and the chaos and everything. But by that time, it was just debris and stuff left over. There was one recording they played over and over again that I recall in the evening. I don't know if we didn't get national news because the local news kept playing, but they had a footage of a couple Chiefs fans tackling one of the shooters and getting him under control and getting the weapon out of the way. And that circulated over and over.
So it was, just to be clear, it was not a mass shooting of a random. I think it was.
Yeah, it was two
individuals or
three, I think, were involved.
Three. Yeah.
Maybe more, because one of the people that was shot critically, and I'm not sure they have transitioned or passed, that was intentionally, they were pointing at him when these other 21 people were shot. Some disagreement or some whatever, they don't know. We haven't heard if it's gang related or what yet, but yes.
So I think two of the shooters were juveniles.
Wow, juveniles. I didn't know that. So in metaphysic terms, you kind of see the quiet and the silence with us, or the pausing about it, because where I'm not going to project onto, I am pondering to say the right words, because I don't want to
necessarily get caught up in this story so much as I want to bring the metaphysics into it and how to transcend this situation and how to lift the vibrations and the frequencies up of this town.
I will
And
say, talking about frequency and vibration, how, again, I was not there, but I can imagine or feel the vibration and frequency of Kansas City for the last several was high, fun celebration. The day was beautiful, and how quickly it plummeted to fear, to panic, to thousands and thousands of people were affected by
You can
how
feel the energy, the
the actions of
density.
two or three individuals could plummet this energy
So
of.
that's an interesting point that Heather, brings, because my question is, do we let that, again, not to be insensitive, but do we let that incident completely change the vibration because we're conditioned to respond with extreme emotion to things like that?
Yeah, I know it's a struggle metaphysically to talk about this because my metaphysical brain wants to think like that. Like, okay, why are we letting this? I want to keep my vibration high. I don't want to give the power over to a situation.
I think the question is, why do these things happen, right? But at the same time, maybe there were like gang people that the person shot wasn't a, he would have been killed anyway in a park, right? We don't know. But at the
Well, and it's
same
also
time,
like the and then the media, as we know, like metaphysically, not, we know we shouldn't be having the news on. Oh my God, the fear and the bigness this created, it was on national news.
but the other side is that people now feel like they cannot be celebrating anymore. Because you hear over and over, the media says the celebration turned to tragedy. Yes, it was a very unfortunate incident, but should we let it take over like that is the question, right?
Okay, so there's that. This is what I'm thinking. So there's that, what you're saying. What can we do? Because I don't think about, I love Union Station. I love going down there. I love the restaurant, the culture down there. I don't think twice when I'm going down there. And the crowded event, I thought about going. Would I go again? Would I go to the, every time I think, yes, I would go. And I would go with this consciousness about me of keeping my energy and my frequencies high and calling on guides or angels for protection one time, not like six, seven times while I'm, but just this conscious effort and bring my energy with me to lift and elevate a situation or circumstance. So I don't get into a lot of these scenarios or situations. Right. I shared with you, Heather, this one concert. I think you too, Marcella, that I was at. It turned very dark very fast. And once I confirmed with myself and I'm looking at the audience, this energy and what this singer is portraying is not conducive to the energy level of energy I want to be in. So I got up and I left. Without a second thought. And so whenever I feel, and that's not laying, that is saying in going forward after this, because when 9/11 occurred, everybody was determined this wasn't going to change the American way and what we were going to do, right? It did a lot with the airplane and the whatever, patting 2-year-olds down. It changed a lot in that, but we still went out and we did our celebrations. And I think that Kansas City will continue to do their celebrations.
Well, I mean, next month there's going to be St. Patrick's Day parades. There's going
Yeah.
to be.
So metaphysically, what is ours to do is to keep lifting the frequencies up, to keep the vibes high. And we do that by having conversations like this. That's why we have the podcast. We hold every beloved involved in our hearts without any attachments or whatever to the story of what occurred. And that seems cold. It really seems cold. But in order for me personally, I'm saying I take my I don't even want to call them obligations. I take my circumstances and my opportunities very, very seriously. And so I'm privy to these metaphysical practices, and I know that they work. But I know if I turn on the TV and I give into the fear of all of this, then I'm rendered worthless. And now I'm in the middle of the drama, and now I'm crying, and now I can't do a damn thing for anybody. But if I stay out of it, and I know it appears to many beloveds detached, but if I stay out of it and I stay on the course and we speak the way we're speaking, it's not that we don't have compassion for that beautiful child that's been shot. We do, and we do for their parents as well. But I can't go there because my job is to stay in the light so that I can be the conduit and can constantly illuminate the Christ energy to this situation and circumstance.
I love the expression you just used, Mary. I render myself worthless.
I
that's summarized. It really is.
Yeah.
That's what we would do if we are going to give in to that and let the drama and the fear be fed into our minds, because we will render ourselves worthless to help raise the vibe and heal, right?
Yeah. Right. And carry on, love.
Well, I was going to say, so metaphysically, what's our another way to, it comes at the risk of being judged as insensitive, but the other thing is to help people question if they are just going to decide that it should overturn the cheerfulness, the joy of whatever, you know, the people who like sports, and not give themselves permission to be cheerful. So there's a time for everything. And yes, like you said, you know, it's terrible. And I can't imagine what the people who were affected were dealing with. But like you said, also, there's other reasons why people are dealing with difficult situations. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't help to focus on their suffering. It just doesn't.
Or to dwell in the fear. So beloveds, that is my calling and my job to do. And so that's why I have these conversations, and we're putting them out there because prior to my spiritual journey, going to my Catholic church, I'm doing this and this and this. There was always a sense of I'm not doing enough. But now I feel fully that I am doing enough when I keep myself clear and I can send clear, decisive Christ energy to the situation that can
alchemize.
Thank you, loves. The whole scenario, the circumstances, the situation. You know, maybe my path is not for everybody, but if you're feeling a tinge of this just isn't working, these old paradigms are not working, then I explore what we're talking about. Explore the purview and what we're bringing to the table for you, because it does work, and it has worked for me since. It's like I've given explanation or as examples of how I will never have a nervous breakdown again, right? And when something occurs, maybe that you would consider tragic, I don't see anything as tragic. I go to, why is this in my space? What am I to do about it? I question everything. Because I believe that everything is energy and frequency, I keep my energy and my frequency as high as I possibly can so that it doesn't align with what you call tragedy. That's not to lay blame on any of the victims, but what it is to beloveds listening to this is an invitation to ponder and think and know that there's another way of looking at all of this. There's another way of practicing as we go forward, because all the structures are coming down right now. All of them. Is this a good thing? Is this a bad thing? Is it like, yeah, maybe, maybe not. Maybe, maybe not. It just depends on the purview that you're looking through.
I have a question. What do you mean? I've heard you say that before, Mary. What do you think? What do you mean when you say all the structures are coming down?
Because the vibrations and the energy is lifting on the planet, any structure that isn't of integrity, or it's built on fragile structures, if you will, that are not aligned with the frequencies that are rising on the planet, they collapse. So we're watching issues with our schools, with our law enforcement, with our political systems, with our infrastructure, with
financial media.
Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's chaotic and it's crazy, right?
But it's necessary.
Okay. So, yes. All right. So if you're not in the knowing of what's happening, then it can even be even crazier, right? Because you're really holding on to the paradigms of what works when these old paradigms are not going to work anymore. Mm-hmm. So so our way of thinking needs to catch up with what's really occurring.
Some people tend to think that we are going in the wrong direction, right? Like, oh, what's happening? What's happening with our kids? What's happening with that past times were better. I'm a firm believer that no past time could ever be better. Just metaphysically, it's a law that everything always gets better. You know, everything always evolves. Like you said, the structures can rupture. What is not aligned with those frequencies are going to collapse, and it looks like chaos, or it looks like things are just terribly, you know, terribly not working. But I do believe that it's for good, that everything happens for good. Now, how to interpret these tragedies as something for good, I don't know. But I don't believe that, I don't agree saying, like, oh, what's happening with the kids, or what's happening with...
Well, the kids are just a mirror of us. I hear over and over...
No, I know, but even us, we are getting better. We are vibrating higher. The kids, us, the population, whatever. But I don't see that as a sign that humans are getting worse. It can't be. If it's coming to the light, maybe that's why. Things that probably these things happen in the past, they happen in closed rooms. Nobody knew about it. Or it happened in the middle of Central America. Nobody knew about it, right? Now they're coming to the light. Now these
that's
things that
point.
Have always happened are coming when everybody sees and will.
Very
everybody's
good.
Like, oh my gosh, look what's happening, right? So instead of thinking that these are things that never happened before, that we are going downwards, I would say no. Everything that was in the darkness is now exposed in the light, so that it can be seen, so that it can be transcended.
Yeah. So when you were talking about that, and this is y'all, you can see it because I'm human too. I was going into the story as Marcella's talking about the kids. And it's important not to go into the story of that, because these beloveds, a lot of them just refuse to dwell or live in the structures that we have built. And so, again, they may not know how to keep the frequencies and the energies up, and they're inadvertently creating chaos themselves.
But, that's a good point, Mary.
But they know. They know when they're knowing. You know, they're the ones that'll look at me and go, historically, you believe what? So I just say to you, metaphysically, learn about energy, learn about frequencies, learn about the vibrations, and know that a lot of these, I'll give the example, and I don't know that I've ever done it on this platform. Okay, I think it was Derek Chauvin. He was the police officer in Minnesota. And what was the beloved's name that died? I can't think of his name. Do you all know who I'm talking about? The police officer who choked?
Yes.
Floyd.
Okay. So, all right. So here I say to you, Floyd woke up and he decided he was going to go do, I can't remember what he was going to do, something with counterfeit, right? I don't remember a lot. Story. And Derek decided he's going to go on the job. And Derek has this disposition, right, with being a cop. I can't get into his head. But what I'm trying to tell you is completely, entirely two totally different beloveds, right? Individuals. But they both had that same dense frequency that they brought to the table that day. And then they met up and it just collided into what it was. And so if we can get past, you know, racism and the cops are, you know, what is it? Defund the police and yada, 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 right? And tear the victim down or tear the cops down, whatever. Get rid of the story and all the muck and think in your life, in your mind, think in terms of energy and frequencies and density. And these two beloveds, they embarked on their day with a low level of energy. And so when you're feeling like, oh, okay, I can just ponder on a day that isn't going right and everything's falling apart, I'll look at it and I'll go, okay, what am I bringing to the table here that's creating this wave of everything being chaotic? What is it? What do I need to just halt everything and go do 30 minutes of meditation? What do I need to do to get rid of the anger or the agitation? Because so what? Oh, no, I'm on a time thing. I got to go. I'm going to schedule. I'm going to drive anyway. I'm going to go. I'm just going to get there. Now, do I check in with the guides? Do I check in? There's several ways to get to one place, right? No, I don't check on to anything. Now I'm stuck in traffic. Oh, that just irritates me even more. Now I got to go to the bathroom. Now I got to get off an exit. I got to find, finally find a bathroom. Oh my God, look at the line. I want to get food. And I finally get in the line. 45 minutes later, I'm ordering my food and there's a line and it's long. So now I take my little shitty attitude out on the person that has to wait on me. Do you see the ripple effects when we just don't take the time, 30 minutes, whatever, to raise the vibrations?
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's very few people that I think are aware that everything, before anything manifests the world of form, it's energy. And they probably don't even believe that. They probably think we're crazy thinking that it's about our energies. You're not going to end up in the wrong place at the wrong time if it's not because you're resonating with it, right?
Right.
But who really, not unless you see it, do you really believe that? And I don't know, but I have the feeling that a very high percentage of humans, at least where we live, have never even thought about that or haven't even ever heard about that.
Right.
So how to plant the seed or how to prompt them to think about this, right? That even a tiny little moment of, oh, maybe it's not about the safety that comes from outside, checking everybody, scanning, but it's actually on the inside. Where are your energy? Are you really aligned? If you're not, go sit, meditate or recenter or just stay home.
Exactly. Right.
And you can practice this in small steps. Just for one thing, take a look at your to-do list. And one of them may be to call a doctor's office, make an appointment, or maybe call the accountant because it's, you know, tax season, whatever. And it's just not anything you want to do. You just get so, and take the time, meditate, breathe, send the, well, I want to say frequency a word. That's where I'm at, beloveds. We have a book group going on too. We'd love it if you check us out. It's our YouTube page.
Not a page, it's a YouTube.
Yeah.
Beyond the Veil.
And it's a great introduction to this. And Marcella and I's first journey into this was Course in Miracles. But you just start somewhere. Start somewhere so that you can, and this is how you really take control, or you put yourself into the flow, if you will, of being connected, of being aware, of realizing that you can create better circumstances for yourself.
And your community.
Right. Because there's this ripple effect.
Well, we were talking earlier about a certain city that it just has a very, very dense vibe, right? Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good example, I think, of how the energies of the people who are there can affect the collective. For those of us who have traveled to Las Vegas and been around the casinos and are sensitive enough, I mean, you can feel the density and how it even affects your own chi, your own energy. It's crazy. I was so surprised that I even went and researched if anybody else had felt that. And I found huge subgroups on Reddit and
mm-hmm.
talking about the energy of Las Vegas. And even studies that had been conducted, why is this place so dense? Why do you feel so low when you are, if you go to Las Vegas and go around a casino, it's just almost impossible to keep a high vibration. Several of these Reddit groups were talking about the energy of someone who has lost their lifetime savings is so strong that it'll stay in that. And it's fed by the energies of the rest that go there with anxiety and fear, and because it's never in their favor, right? The casinos always win. So the energies of the people who go there expecting certain things is very strong and very, very low vibration. So I think that's an extreme example of what can happen if the people in a certain location start focusing on the wrong things. And if there's no one there to lift that or to raise the vibration some. And that's at the city level. I'm sure that at Earth level, there's also that that vibration that can be brought up or brought down,
right,
depending on what most people are focusing on.
Huh.
So solutions.
Find your path. Find a group. But go explore metaphysics. This is just a path and a kind of like an instruction booklet to humanity and divine, our divine in form. So thank you for joining us today. It was a very sensitive subject. And so I hope that we've conveyed to you and brought to you higher frequencies, right? I can feel that it was a little lower than the joy that we usually bring. But we wanted to be sensitive. And so if you're interested in this, go find yourself a metaphysical group and check out I Am the Word, our book group, Beyond the Veil. There's all sorts of places where you can explore energy, frequencies.
Maybe set your intention so that the teaching that best resonates with you shows up. And it will. It will. In the meantime.
Yeah, we thank you for joining us. And be sure and comment below. Like us, follow us, support us, please. You know, we would love to have your feedback. And as always, thank you. And until next time, when we journey into the vortex.
We hope you have enjoyed today's dialogue. Please do not hesitate to let us know if you have questions, suggestions, or simply want to connect. You can reach us through our website at journeyintothevortex.com, Facebook, or Instagram. We hope you will join us again as we continue this transformative journey into the vortex.